USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Railroads and labor unions are in agreement for a cooling-off period after reaching a tentative deal overnight to avert a strike. The move is designed to prevent the first nationwide railway shutdown in three decades. President Biden says workers should be happy with the agreement.
This is a win for tens of thousands of rail workers and for their dignity and the dignity of their work. It's a recognition of that.
Mourners continue to wait hours on end to pay their respects to the late Queen Elizabeth II. One UK resident says the loss of Queen Elizabeth becomes strikingly real in the presence of her crown and coffin.
Moments of history. She meant so much to everybody. She gave us, she was amazing. So we have to be here.
The former head of the notorious Gulf Cartel will be spending the rest of his life in prison. Jorge Castilla Sanchez was also ordered to pay millions of dollars in fines for his role in running a massive cocaine and marijuana drug ring. He ran the criminal organization for more than one decade and was known to use violence to maintain control of their trade routes. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal and Republican Senator Lindsey Graham are pushing a measure to declare Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. Graham says the U.S. needs to send a message to Russia's Vladimir Putin.
He is flouting international law at every turn. He's indiscriminately bombing civilians, and he's threatening to do more. So what is the right response when it comes to Putin? Tell the truth. And the truth is that his regime has become a terrorist state.
So far, the White House has avoided the terror sponsor label. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Gas prices continue their free fall. AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular is now $3.69. That's down from $3.75 a week ago and $3.95 a month ago. Buses of illegal immigrants continue to be sent to Democratic-led sanctuary cities across the nation.
Shortly after announcing the border is secure, about 100 illegal immigrants were shooed away by Secret Service in front of Vice President Kamala Harris's Washington, D.C. home. The group was sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. They include migrants from Venezuela, Uruguay, Colombia, and Mexico. In another event highlighting the invasion at the U.S.-Mexico border, lawmakers in Massachusetts were tasked with caring for roughly 50 illegal immigrants Wednesday after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent two jets full to Martha's Vineyard in Dukes County. Democrat lawmakers in the state voiced their criticism online after they were forced to take in a small fraction of the invasion at the border. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is being denied in his bid to pump millions of federal dollars into school police officers.
This bill would be the most serious, the most significant, the most major investment in school security Congress has ever enacted.
The cash would have come from unspent COVID dollars. Democrats accusing Cruz of grandstanding. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.